You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Protecting homes from lien sales. Homeowners, especially seniors and those on fixed incomes, risk losing their homes over small, often unexpected debts like water bills and property taxes. Fillmore Brown, a Brooklyn man, lost his home due to a $5,000 unpaid water bill, claiming he never received any notices about the lien. Joyce, another homeowner, faces a $28,000 water bill and fears losing her home, seeking a payment plan but may not qualify for a senior exemption due to her income. Larry Little spent $15,000 to settle a two-decade-old water bill. In Queens, a woman received a water bill exceeding $20,000 due to a significant leak, highlighting how small debts can lead to substantial losses for vulnerable homeowners. The sale of tax and water bill liens to trusts or investors can result in foreclosures, disproportionately affecting communities of color. In New York City, unpaid tax or water bills can be sold to a trust that seeks to collect the money with interest. If debts remain unpaid, homes can go into foreclosure and be sold at auction. Over 6,800 homes in New York City have been placed into a trust for unpaid water bills, primarily in communities of color. A lien sale involves the city selling outstanding property debts to a private trust, which can initiate foreclosure proceedings if the debt remains unpaid. This tax foreclosure process is often difficult to contest compared to mortgage foreclosure. Trusts can charge high interest rates and fees, complicating repayment for homeowners. Governments must collect taxes, but should also aim to keep people in their homes. Unpaid property taxes and water bills become tax liens, which can lead to tax lien sales if unresolved. Once sold, unpaid debts allow the purchasing trust to initiate a tax foreclosure process, risking home loss. The city's billing systems can confuse homeowners, many of whom are unaware of their property being on the lien sale list. This lack of awareness often results from ineffective notification processes. Joyce and Asmat McKenzie were on the lien sale list for unpaid water bills, expecting assistance from the Department of Environmental Protection, which did not materialize. Property tax delinquencies have increased since 2019, with many properties listed for lien sales due to unpaid water bills, predominantly affecting communities of color. Older properties in these communities are often harder to maintain, leading to accumulated utility, insurance, and repair costs. This financial strain makes it challenging for fixed-income homeowners to keep up with expenses and avoid debts leading to lien sales. Investors buying liens aim to profit from the debt, charging high interest rates and fees. If debts are unpaid, they pursue foreclosure, risking homeowners losing their properties. This legal system raises fairness and ethics concerns, particularly for vulnerable populations. A significant issue is the lack of effective communication about delinquent bills, leaving homeowners unaware of potential property loss. Fillmore Brown did not receive warnings about his lien, despite the NYC Department of Finance claiming they sent notices. Court documents indicate investors served foreclosure papers at Brown's home during the pandemic, but he asserts he did not receive them. His attorneys argue that the lien debt did not appear on his current bill due to separate payment systems, highlighting the need for better notification. Legislative efforts are underway to protect homeowners from losing their homes due to tax sales, focusing on improved notification and prevention. Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering House Bill 96, allowing homeowners to designate a third party to receive delinquent tax notices. Representative Chris Pielli, the bill's sponsor, has seen many lose homes at tax sales through his legal work. The bill aims to ensure designated individuals are notified if a house enters the tax sales process. In New York City, residents qualifying for exemptions like the Senior Citizen Homeowners Exemption should not be on the lien sale list. Various tax exemptions and abatements exist to reduce property tax burdens for homeowners. Homeowners with a total household income not exceeding $107,300 may qualify for removal from the lien sale list. They may also negotiate repayment agreements or defer property tax payments with the city to avoid foreclosure. While these programs exist, accessing them and understanding eligibility requirements can be unclear. The financial impact on fixed-income homeowners is severe, with older properties presenting maintenance challenges. Copyright African Elements.